Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to see you again here on Read the Word. I know you're enjoying this as much as I am. It's an enjoyable trip through God's holy word. Today, we're taking millions of people out of Egypt in one movement in the Exodus, and we're going all the way across the Red Sea. My. It doesn't take God long to get something done at all, and what a powerful thing. Now, let's talk about a program. We're on Blog Talk Radio, which is audio. There's a link in this YouTube video where you can get to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the audio while you're going down the road. Those of you that's on Blog Talk Radio, you can come over here and view it on YouTube. And my YouTube channel is SamuelJCottle.com. My name. My email address is hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Anytime you want to text me a question, an answer, or a prayer request, we'll be glad to receive it from you. And we're glad that you're with us in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together. We pray every day from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Here we go. Exodus, here we go. Think about it. Millions of people walking off a city into the desert. Only God does those kind of things. Only God does it. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, consecrate to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine. Moses said to the people, remember this day in which you went out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, the Lord brought you out of this place. No leavened bread shall be eaten. On this day, you're going out in the month of Abib. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, which he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the eighth day, on the seventh day, there shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and no leavened bread shall be seen among you, nor shall leaven be seen among you in all your quarters. And you shall tell your son in that day, saying, this is done because of what the Lord did for me when I came up out of Egypt. It'll be a sign to you on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand, the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season, from year to year. Verse 11. And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your father, and he gives it to you, that you shall set apart to the Lord all that open the womb, that is, every firstborn that comes from an animal which you have. The males shall be the Lord's. But every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. And all the firstborn of man among your sons, you shall redeem. So it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, what is this? That you shall say, by strength of hand, the Lord brought us out of the house of bondage. Can you see that's an important statement to God? Verse 15, came to pass when Pharaoh was stubborn about letting us go that the Lord killed all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrificed to the Lord all males that opened the womb, all the firstborn of my sons I redeem. It shall be as a sign on your hand and as frontlets between your eyes, for by the strength of hand the Lord brought us out. Verse 17. Came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. So they took the journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. Verse 21, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. The first street lights were God. Verse 22, he did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Hallelujah. What a sight. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they turn and camp before Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. There's the Baal word. You shall camp before it by the sea. God put him right in the center of Baal's gods of the sea, because he was going to crush it right in the center of it. My, my, my. For Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land. The wilderness has closed them in. I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Verse 5. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled. The heart of Pharaoh and his servants were turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariots and took his people with him. Also he took 100 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with captains over one of them. Amazing. He's coming in and wiping it out. Verse 9. Verse 8. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. I like that. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, his army, and overtook them by camping by the sea besides Pi Hahiroth before Baal Zephon. Pharaoh drew near. The children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Do not gripe against God. Have you dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in this wilderness. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. 15. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. Verse 18, then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. Interesting. It was a wall. Didn't matter how hard Pharaoh beat those horses and chariots, they couldn't get through that wall. 20, it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other. And so that one did not come near the other all that night. Amazing. Yeah. Verse 21, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land, and the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground. And the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. But I'm pretty sure they only saw one wall from where they stood, getting a million people across the sea. You know, the Egyptians pursued after them into the midst of the sea, and all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians, and he took off their chariots' wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea. The waters may come back upon the Egyptians on their chariots and on their horsemen. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. The children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. You would have thought they would have already believed by what they'd already seen. God is merciful. The song of Moses. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captain also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. You may notice this is written in poetry form because it was a song. Verse 6, your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I'll pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Verse 10, you blew with your wind and the sea covered them, and they sank like lead in the mighty waters. The God of Baal-zephon, the God of the sea, was crushed by the God of the universe. Verse 11, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You and your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. People will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take a hold of them. All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them by the greatness of your arm. They shall be as still as a stone till your people pass over, O Lord. Till the people pass over whom you have purchased, you will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Verse 19, for the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Verse 20, the song of Miriam. Then Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its riders he has thrown into the sea. Verse 22. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Said into the waters, the waters were made sweet. Then he made a statute and an ordinance for them. And there he, notice that's capitalized, he tested them and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Then they came to Etham, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. So they camped there by the water. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Now, you and I are watching God care for his children, his family, his people. He made a promise, and he's going to keep it. And he's doing the same for you and I every day. He totally crushed the enemy of God. Now, in this day, on this earth, our God is crushing our enemy. We got to get our eye on him and not the surroundings. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, as we do every day, I like to pray the prayer of salvation, because just in case somebody gets this video in the future and you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, we'll say a prayer. Take 60 seconds. And if you pray that from the depths of your heart, when we're finished, you will be born again and you'll be a child of God. You ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16, yes. When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I
believe that you are the Son of God.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and just say, I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my
life. Right here, right now, today.
Right here, right now, today.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray.
Live a successful life as a believer every day.
Live a successful life as a believer every
I pray day. This in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty
amen.
Name.
And amen. Amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer? Let me know. Send me an email. Say, Pastor, I prayed the prayer today, and we will help you walk with God. You can reach me at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. HG for Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Well, we're in the wilderness now. And the first test came, second test came, complained at the Red Sea, and they complained at Marah. Stop the complaining, because it doesn't produce what you want it to. Till we see you tomorrow. This is what we say. Remember this. We love you. We really do. And God loves you. He really does. And Jesus is. See you tomorrow. Blog Talk Radio. We encourage you to contact us. Make sure you shoot us an email. Tell us where you're listening from. And it'll be a blessing to you. It'll be a blessing to me. And it'll encourage everyone that's around us. Those of you that's around the world, they have a lot of listeners around the world already in Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Share it with all your friends and family. Send it anywhere you want around the world. It will be a blessing to you. And when you sow that seed, God will bless your life, a harvest in every part of your life. Till we see you again, remember this, that we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.